Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Gwyneth Paltrow touted her Oscar win as part of her plea to restrict the media coverage in the trial over her hit-and-run ski accident, RadarOnline.com has learned. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, Paltrow and her legal team demanded a strict set of rules be put in place before the actress appeared in court. Paltrow's motion read, "Defendant is a famous actress and well-known celebrity, including receiving an Academy Award for Best Actress." She said the trial has sparked international headlines and feared a circus at the courthouse. Paltrow demanded the court limit press coverage, claiming the reporters would overwhelm the court. Further, she demanded the judge instruct the reporters to adhere to strict policies regarding photography and filming. Paltrow said she believed the man suing her will introduce evidence that carries a substantial risk of harming her business, brand, and well-being outside of this proceeding if highly publicized. Further, she requested that the press be limited as to what portions of trial it may be present for to preserve the privacy and dignity of the parties, jurors and witnesses, which will include her children. The judge allowed media into the courtroom and no issues occurred in the first 3 days of trial. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Paltrow has been in a Utah courtroom this week facing off with a man named Terry Sanderson. Sanderson sued Paltrow over a 2016 ski accident at the Deer Valley Resort. He claimed the actress ran into him, causing him severe injuries. To make matters worse, he claimed Paltrow did not stay and help him, despite him lying on the ground injured. Paltrow denied she caused the accident and countersued for $1 and legal fees. She said Sanderson was responsible. In court, she pointed to an instructor who was at the resort who backed up her claims. Sanderson said he was briefly unconscious after Paltrow collided with him. He said he suffers from permanent brain damage due to the actress' reckless behavior. He believes Paltrow should pay him $300,000 for his medical bills and suffering. Prior to the trial, the parties argued over certain evidence being shown to the jury. Sanderson demanding Paltrow not be allowed to present his entire medical record to the court. He said his erectile dysfunction and other ailments had no relevance to the case. For her part, Paltrow pleaded for her videotape deposition is not shown. She argued the jury could hear her testimony when she took the stand.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.